Welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. This week got very exciting guests. The very funny Sabine Sadiq. She's been on Limestone. She's going to be at Sketchfest in a couple weeks. So, what's up?
Hey, happy to be here. This is cool.
Sabine, where is Sketchfest?
It's in San Francisco.
Oh.
Hey, you ever been?
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's where I started doing comedy.
That's where I was born.
Stop
that's
it.
That's both of our origin stories.
What?
Yes. Oh, there's the God. Plot twist.
That's born crazy.
The Mission, baby.
The Mission.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, for you. Yeah. Like, kind of pre-during gentrification. So back
okay.
when it was cool.
Back okay,
when it's
yeah.
like the not a fun place to live, actually.
Right.
Which is why my family moved. But yeah.
Oh, I see. That's cool.
And yeah. when did you move, Kenyon?
I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It's important to me that I bring it up.
I know it is. Yeah. You bring it up a lot.
If anyone asks where I'm from, I go, well, I was born in San Francisco, but I grew up in North. As a kid, as a little kid, I would say I was from California.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? You're going to drop
in
that?
In North Carolina, that's a credit.
That is a credit.
Yeah. You know,
that it's kind of like in comedy, if you like you were like on the same lineup as a famous person, and you're like, yeah, I hosted for them.
Yeah.
They know me. like it's like, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we're
but it's
buddies
not
now. Yeah, yeah I did five.
It's true, but it's not
so.
True. But yeah, it's always annoying. I'm like, yeah, I go back to my roots of California. It's like, what do you remember of California? You're like, mainly feeding out of a bottle. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you do comedy out there? Ever? Like, do you ever go back to your hometown?
I just went back to my hometown, the old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
The old stomping grounds, my mom's uterus, I guess. But I went back and did some shows in Oakland. Were fun, but the annoying part is I had like family come out at like every show. So I did like four shows in
did
Oakland.
They want to come out?
Oh, they all wanted to come out. But
that's amazing.
It was good.
It's
but
bad
it
for you, but it's good for them.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, he's a comedian.
Yeah, yeah. But
watch.
It was like the first show. Like, I didn't think anybody was coming, so I'm like, cool, just get a feel of the room. It'll all be good. My brother came, and then like I showed up like horrifically late. Because of this whole mishap, we got lost on the way over there. My phone died. We were in Oakland. Literally Ooh. Started charging our phones, like me and my brother, like on the someone's porch. Like we just charged on like the outlet outside and then stand
like
on
a
the
random
sidewalk.
House?
Yeah, we had no choice. Okay. We're in the middle of nowhere. There was nowhere to go. And then so I arrive like basically 2 minutes before the show was about to start. They're like, you're going first. I'm just. Like, okay, I go to the bathroom, try to get myself together. And I just hear my brother go, oh, hey, Oscar, which is my godfather's name. And I'm like, oh, no. And like, dead center, table dead center, all family friends.
Oh, my God.
All family
it's
friends.
It's my nightmare.
Wait, who called you Oscar?
No, my brother said, hey, Oscar. Oscar
oh.
was my godfather's name. And in the bathroom,
oh.
I was like, no.
Oh, okay. That's someone no. called you that. They were all there.
That's
crazy. That,
yeah, and it was not even the family. It's the family friends, which are different because the family fundamentally loves your roots. Your family friends kind of want to see you fail a little bit.
Yeah, yeah,
They're
yeah.
like,
yeah.
what the
yeah,
fuck
yeah, yeah, yeah.
is A. Henius
kid? You think he's better than us?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it was kind of, and the whole set, side of the room's going well. Everything's going well. But there is one table of silence, and it's them.
Oh.
Dead center. And it's real hard for me to shake, so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so it's just literally just pure rejection from the front row.
Ooh. What show was it in Oakland?
It was the Silver Spoon, Silver Ladle.
Oh, okay, no, I didn't do that one.
Yeah, and but it was like real, and then afterwards it's awkward because it's not like you'd be like the one was like great set. I'm just like, well, good to see you again.
It's weird. Not,
glad you came out. I hope the food was good. I hope you enjoyed something about this evening.
Whenever my mom will do that, she'll go like, oh, I want to come to one of your shows when you're back home. And I always tell her, like, if you want to come, that's fine. You just can't tell me which one.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's, like, mm-hmm. the nice, because then it's, like, it would be great if you just magically killed and then, like, someone was there.
That's ideal, right?
But it's better when you're, like, it's, like, 8 Mile when you're just, like, nervously sweating, mom's spaghetti, like, you're, like, they're right there. And you have to do so well, you, like, prove that a decision was worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
like, fighting to justify a lifestyle up there. So, if you have, like, a mediocre, floppy 10 minutes in front of the family friends, they're like, yeah, well, he's insane.
Yeah, it's basically me trying to overdo, like, overcome my mom's, like, I gotta do comedy so well, she's like, it's okay his car smells like weed.
Yeah.
You know, she
yeah.
has to overcome that.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in San Francisco?
No, I grew up in Chicago. I'm from here, but I just wanted to move for the hell of it. And I was starting comedy. I did like one mic here, like a couple of times. And then I just moved to San Francisco. Okay. Was it like the Green Light Theater or something? Do you guys know? It was called the Atomic Comic.
This is before
you got here. But yeah, I did a few mics here and then I just moved to the Bay and just did comedy there for a few years.
Oh, okay. Great.
Well, I think it's a fun place to do comedy.
It was so fun. Yeah, I was terrible for like a year, but you know, maybe a little after that, but it was still,
That's how comedy works, you know?
No, it was great. It was really fun actually. Like I would do the improv and, I think I did Cobb's one time and that felt really cool. A fun club over there, but I never did Punchline. That's weird.
The holy grail there, isn't it?
At the time, you had to stay there. You had to like go every Sunday and hang out. And if you weren't there every single Sunday, you were not getting up. So it was just, it was kind of weird. I don't think it's like that anymore, but it was.
And what did your dad think of you moving to another city to pursue a thing you've never done really?
Oh, well, I didn't really tell him that I was doing comedy. I was like, I'm just going to move to the West Coast. And we had like family.
Smart move.
And then,
Smart move.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to tell him I do this for fun. And he was like, yeah, well, that's a great hobby. And I'm like, yeah. Like, for sure.
I'm definitely not going to throw away my whole youth to try to pursue this or anything.
For sure. My dad just wanted me to be a real estate broker, like how he's in real estate. He's like an investor. And he was like, we could be like a father-daughter team. And I was like, no.
No. This isn't the Disney Channel.
Oh, no. That was not good. Yeah. But I started doing comedy like way more in the Bay Area. And when he realized it wasn't a hobby, he was like, He wasn't happy with it. Like, we just wouldn't talk about comedy. That's how it was.
Yeah, that's how it was for me with some people in my life. But it's awkward when that's kind of all you do. And then I have to sound like I'm, like, very invested in, like, my clerical data entry temp job. I'm like, yeah, things are going pretty well at, you know, a Smart Resources temp agency. I think we might get healthcare sometime in the next decade. It's like, what?
No, I had to do the same thing with my dad where I'd like update him on this like inside sales job that I was doing. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm just like making all these big deals. And he's like, that's my girl. And I was like, I hate this. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah.
You just find any other thing about your day to talk about.
Yeah. I was like, I closed a bunch of deals today, Dad. It's going great.
It was like that with my grandparents sometimes. Cause just like, you're not, I don't know about you. I'm not always the funniest person around my grandparents, especially my stand up. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they would always.
I bombed for grandma every time.
Yeah.
I don't know what makes her laugh. I don't know. I've tried physical comedy. Like, oh, I hurt myself. She just gets worried.
I think maybe don't try so hard with the grandma. That's a little weird.
Well, she's always asking, like, oh, well, how's your comedy doing? And I'm like, well, I gotta make her laugh somehow. And I cannot imagine
your grandma talking. It's like, he just keeps falling down the stairs. And going, why didn't that work? Like, it seems a little much. I mean, the grandmas are fine. It was always my grandpa. I was just always, because he just seemed like a serious dude, and I could tell on some level, he's like, that's dumb.
What you're doing
is dumb.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he fought a war or something.
He was just like, this is dumb.
Yeah, grandparents can't respect comedy. Like, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, they're like, this. And outrageous. My other grandma thinks it's like cool, but I think it's because it's like against you in San Francisco to see me that much. She'd be like, oh, it's a cool. They all think it's a cool thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
But only because I have like a nice job during the day. So I think it's like a nice season.
I love that. That's what they start with. They're like, well, he's a data services
manager. Yeah. Data content specialist, you get that right. A lot of magical words that mean nothing.
It's my title, too, and I fucked it up.
It means your job's going to be automated away and like right now, like in the next 2 seconds. But
yeah. Well, my parents tell people I'm a writer, so they don't say comedian.
There you go.
They go to the other dying medium.
I'm like, all right, I guess. We're not really stretching that far, so
I do technically write it in the notes of my phone.
Yeah. A lot of writing going
on. Got notebooks, you know.
Target sucks, ?
So were you like a funny kid? Is that where you like, when did you find out like you wanted to be a comedian?
When did I find out I was hilarious?
Yeah.
No, I was not funny. I was very quiet and observant growing up. I watched a lot of stand-up in high school because I was a loser and I didn't have any friends. I would just go home and
you
watch.
Sound like hilarious.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Like everyone wanted me around.
Yeah,
I didn't really have a lot of friends. So I would just watch a lot of stand-up. Like I remember Googling funniest comedians and then like I would just like go through that list and watch them on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was like Mitch Hedberg and like George Carlin and Maria Bamford. And so I just like watch their stuff over and over again. And then, I think a few years out of college, I was like, oh, I'm going to go try stand-up for fun. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say like 3 or 4 months into doing comedy in the Bay, I was like, oh yeah, I should just like try doing this, you know?
Oh, okay.
So
now, yeah. You're like, I should try it. And you're like, now it's my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was
like, it really sounds
no...
like a bad, like, TLC, like, addiction story.
It
like,
does.
I just thought I'd try it once. And you're like,
moved to San Francisco.
And then I was in Indiana, headlined to Giggly Wiggly, outside market trying to sell a couple tickets. Then I moved to a whole other city. I was obsessed with this thing called JFL. It was pathetic. But that's crazy. And so, like, when you got that inkling, especially, you know, my mom moved as like immigrant. In your head, you're like, you have to. Was there like a fear of like one day I'm gonna have to tell my parents about this and they're not gonna be happy?
Well, I mean, yeah, like we just had so many awkward silences, and that's all I remember.
This
like,
is pre-comedy or close?
No, this is like during comedy. It was like I think when I was moving back home. Yeah, it was really bad actually because I'd moved back home to Chicago like 2 years after being in the Bay. It was so expensive. I was like, I'm gonna go back to Chicago. And I was like doing mics every night, and my dad was like, every day he'd be like, you know, this is, look at yourself. And I was like,
so it is like an addiction. Yeah, you're going out every night for a fix, you pathetic loser.
Oh, God.
Now, there's 12 people there, you're reading from the phone.
So
what are you? To be fair, any person on an open mic, look at yourself, is a fair thing to say.
It is.
It is something they should do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they yes. should like look hard enough in the mirror, and hopefully they quit. If you can't,
yeah.
you're sick.
Yeah, don't.
But,
ooh, it was tough.
I don't know. That is brutal to have the dad go look at yourself.
Yeah, you'd be like, look at yourself. Like, what are you gonna do? Like,
that's, my dad's
how are you gonna make
yourself.
Money? Like, it was all about like, how are you gonna support yourself?
What an what an asshole. What are you gonna do? Is this gonna work out?
Yeah.
How are you gonna feed yourself? We're like, what an unsupportive, realistic asshole coming in here with very legitimate questions about an insane thing to do with your life.
And then my mom would be like, just don't tell your dad, just go. And I was like,
so your mom's cool.
She's really cool about comedy. She's like, yeah, you're weird, and this works. And I was like, thank you, Mom.
That's kind of how I felt with my family. They're like, well, what else is he going to do?
Yeah.
But then what you have to do, what I did, just fuck up so hard in your teenagers, they're like happy. You're just like, well, it's just not high. There's some, it's like a fun thing he's doing, you know? I mean,
dad was visiting me this past weekend. He was staying with us. This is the first time my parents have stayed at my, you know, where I live.
Where
usually,
do you live?
I live
like
in
10 other comics?
No.
He's got it. He lives with a girl. Yeah. Very
I kind of got it together. I got a girlfriend. We live together. We have a 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Nice.
It's very nice.
Very very adult household, the Cartwright.
Yeah. And so I felt comfortable having them come to my apartment. And after the whole weekend, the only thing my dad said, because I was very excited to see him, like he's going to see the place. And I have a second bedroom, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't even think that their bed didn't have a bed frame.
Oh, no.
It's just on a box spring, which I thought was good enough.
For the 20s, 20-year-old friends. Sure.
Yeah. Because he called me beforehand. He was like, listen, you know, whatever state it's in, I don't really care, but is the mattress on the floor?
That's your
like,
dad?
Yes, that's my dad.
That's, whoa, okay.
He's a British guy.
British.
That'd be so funny if it's like, no, he's not.
He's not British.
Nick's really weird. Nick is really weird. Yeah. He just likes doing voices, and we tried talking about
that's
it, but
his
it's not.
Phone voice.
Yeah. His dad's British, so.
Yeah, it's funny, because I try to tell jokes about him on stage, and it's like, I have to snap into the British accent, but then I have to explain it first, so then I have to do a whole other. So I can't do any like quick. There's a quick dad joke because I have to do like, oh, he's British.
Say he's British. I don't think you need to explain it to the.
But
people.
I like to make that part funny, explaining that he's British. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anyway, but he's like, as long as the mattress isn't on the floor, and I was like, no, of course not, Dad. It's not on the floor. What are you talking about? And then he got to the apartment. And he was like, you know, what did I say? I just said it's not on the floor, and look at it. And I was like, there's a box spring. And he's like, what the fuck is a box spring? It's the floor, lad. It's on the floor.
I love that.
Oh, okay, you're like in the bag, 2-bedroom.
Yeah. Oh.
Long-term girlfriend. Look
lit.
At me, almost an adult. So you probably aren't crying about me anymore.
Exactly.
And then he's like, "It's on the floor. You're on the floor, Nick."
We had candles lit. There was beef in the oven. I hid my bong. You know, I was really trying.
Wow.
And he was still like,
"It's on.
It's on the floor."
Yep. No matter what you do, Nick, you're on the floor. You know what I mean? Spiritually, you're on the floor.
I did bring him back though. He loved the bidet.
Oh, that's amazing.
We have a bidet in our second bedroom, and he's like, I tell you what, though, That's a machine. I was like, that's a bloody
invention. It's a nice way to know that your dad just loves things being squirted into his asshole.
Yeah. No, father like son. Yeah, you know? Yeah. We're similar in a lot of aspects.
Just sitting there ordering several bidets. He's like, we're having one in every bathroom.
Yeah.
Just,
like, oh, I'm sure he's going to order some like $500 thing that like talks to
him.
He's
like, how can I get the like main fountain in Chicago or whatever? I don't know what that's called. Like imported into his house.
Yeah. Sabine, did you ever, okay, so was your dad like a strict guy when you were a kid?
No, he wasn't. Like, my mom was strict, like.
Oh, really? But she's the cool one with comedy.
It's weird, yeah, it's like, so, it's super weird. Like, everyone in my family's like, different when it comes to being Muslim. Is that what you mean? Like, religion strict?
We just mean strict. But
strict
sure.
in general, okay, but always, yeah, religion could be part of it, too.
Oh, no, my dad was like, really chill. Like, he just put me in a bunch of sports growing up, and,
which
you know,
ones?
Tennis, I was in basketball, I was in soccer, but it was like all different times, and then martial arts. So
God
he like wanted
damn,
me to
that's
be
all
like
a year, right?
He wanted me to be like a full on athlete. But like he was like training me in tennis. I didn't
martial arts, I think every young girl should take martial arts, I think.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm a white belt in Taekwondo.
Really?
Yeah.
The first level.
I did the first level. I was real. Again, this is a middle school.
So
was,
you did yoga.
I was
right.
I was,
that's
no,
what that is.
I ran around. I saw literally read an article in health class about like it helps make people happier, and I was like, I want to try this.
That's the saddest reason for a kid to join karate. Everyone's there like, I want to be like Daniel's son, and you're like, I heard it's good for depression. if I knock this thing in half.
Yeah, I'm like depressed. I'm trying to find a hobby other than smoking weed, and then I'm in there though. But here's the thing about Taekwondo. They don't fucking respect it in Cary, North Carolina or whatever. This teacher is a fraud because they would literally be like, so I'm like, you know, I'm like 14, 15, white belt. There's little children running around, black belts. And I'm like, I could punch her in the mouth and make her uncomfortable. She's not a trained killer, all right? I don't care how much money her dad pays you. She's not anything. So
I like how even as a kid, you're like, how is he headlining?
Yeah.
And so I was just like so mad about, I felt so awkward about going to a place and like running around with children.
Yeah.
That I'm like, this is lame as fuck. I can't do this. So I got
to
quit. Like,
I could see you getting, I would be scared to fight you because you'd be like, all right, let's just pretend so we get out of here. And then they'll hit you and you go, what the fuck? That hurt.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. I just fucking kick it an 8-year old in the face to prove a point.
Yeah.
Well, were there like all ages? Were there like,
it was all
older?
Ages, but it was like mainly children. Then like weird adult, usually doing it with their children. And then just my, like, fat, sad ass in eighth grade. And so it was just, like, really not a good time.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
And I remember, like my grandma sent me a card.
Did you have the whole gi in everything?
I kind of had it for a long time until, like, 6 months.
The gi?
I had the gi.
Wait, what's the gi again?
Yeah,
I don't
it's like these pajamas you run in.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
It's like with the
white. And I remember my grandma sent me a whole card. And I was like, grandma, I don't really even give a shit about this. She's like, but, I mean, what else are you doing? Right.
At least this belt can fit you.
Yeah.
We're having fun. So you didn't like any of the sports, though?
Oh, no, I love tennis. I played for a long
time.
I played throughout high school and college a little bit.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was
Yep. Tennis is kind of like the comedy of sports because it's just kind of you. There's no team.
You know?
And it's
just
a
like
lot of fucking work.
I would be so anxious. So he wasn't like conservative or anything, but like if I lost a game, my dad would be like, I could just like see his like frustration in the stand.
Oh, he was
be
one
like,
of those.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
My dad was like that too.
Really?
With soccer. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I still remember him now. We were talking about it when he was visiting the weekend. He was like, I always thought, you know, if I had just been a dad who could show up and have a good time, you know, that would have been nice. And I would have been like, yeah, it would have been nice. It would have been nice. Well, he was one of these like, Nicholas, come on. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. That's exactly my dad was.
Yeah. And when
it's too much
in an accent, when you're playing soccer, like all the other kids are kind of like, yo, that guy's going crazy. Who is Nicholas? Like they're like looking at our team. Like which one of you is fucking up that much that is making this British guy like, upset about his culture. Like, culturally upset.
I really love if I could have just shown up and have fun, because I feel like he's not just talking about soccer. He's just talking about the whole experience of, like, being your dad. Where he's like, I just felt like if I could have shown up and have fun, maybe the bed wouldn't be on the floor. You know what I mean? Maybe if I would have been a better dad. It would be just elevated a little bit. You'd be elevated a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, maybe management. I don't know. God.
Did you ever get in, like, what was the most, like, trouble you got in with your dad, though, besides losing a tennis match?
Yeah, honestly, my siblings would fuck up really bad, so I was, like, the good kid.
Oh, you're the good one.
So,
who fundamentally betrayed him by not joining the real estate empire.
Yes. Yeah. I was a broker for 3 years. Honestly, like, I think that's why that's, like, the one thing where I've just, like, let him down. Like,
yeah.
I just wasn't a real estate broker anymore. It's just too cheesy. I mean, I can't.
You kind of have to have no insult to your father, but like every person I was helping my mom buy a house like last year, they're all snakes.
Yeah.
They're all snakes. And they, it doesn't take a lot to be like, this house is nice. Isn't this a nice house? Don't you want to buy it? Like, there's not a lot of skill.
That's all you got to do. Dude. And there would be like all these
and
older people.
You have
people.
To live somewhere. So yeah. You're like, well, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And like all these old people would like become real estate brokers and people would trust them because they thought they did it for like 20 years. So then they would like, but then I was young, so people wouldn't want to work with me. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just hold a coffee and go, come on.
Yeah.
That's literally the job.
Let's go.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Lifetime of debt. What do we need to think about here?
Well, there was only one time I was like super happy about being a broker. There was a house, like this haunted house in Joliet, and it was like up for sale. And I was like, I could just go in there anytime I want.
There you go.
I never did, but I
liked
having the
option. You're a huge ghost. Are you a ghost person?
Like, I'm, you know, yeah. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what you know me.
It's exciting. I don't know. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, I like horror movies. Like,
I don't know. I'd see ghosts is a huge. I was thinking about this because I'm almost 30 and I feel like I should make some decisions. And one of the decisions is if I believe in ghosts.
That's something. Yeah, you got
to
settle.
I have to decide what I believe.
I think there's some crazy, creepy shit out there. Team no ghosts. Just spiritual.
Team no ghosts.
I gotta be like, I don't think.
But you just said the first thing.
It's like God.
You basically just said, there's ghosts, but I don't
believe. But I say
no. It's like God. There's other shit out there. I'm just agnostic across the board. There's some weird shit that happens, but I'm a moron and I don't know and it makes me uncomfortable. I think that's a fair take about.
There's never any 90s ghosts. It's always ancient. It's always like, I'm waiting for my husband to come back from the war. You know,
there's definitely creepy. Old. There's very creepy shit out there.
There's never like, oh, I woke up and my computer has AOL Messenger on it and I never installed it.
Yeah,
you know, like 90s
funny.
Ghosts.
Yeah. Just Nirvana starts playing.
Yeah.
Smells really bad.
Yeah.
Seinfeld's on the TV. Like, what's going on here?
That's a cool ghost.
Yeah, that's like, it's a fun ghost.
Like, let's hang out.
Go. You just join amids is being spoken. In the living room.
Right.
Do you have a story about your dad?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's just like all these random little moments, but I think, okay, one story is like, I've never talked to my dad about like guys that I've dated or like anything. I think my dad gets really uncomfortable when a guy like, you know, hits on me or if I get catcalled in front of him, which is like, I think it's a normal dad thing.
Yeah, I think that's
absolutely
right. Like a dad would get mad.
Have you gotten catcalled in front of your dad?
I did.
Oh my. Brutal.
What?
Yeah.
Animals. Animals. Oh. Men are, dude. How do you?
It's really when you grow up and you're like you hear stories. You're like, am I like the exception to the rule? You're like, I didn't realize that was like a thing people around here do.
Yeah.
Was that in Chicago?
Yeah, it was like a long, long time ago. And then, well, okay, so this is a thing that did happen. I was at a gas station with my dad. And I was like, I think I was like 20. And I like went inside to like pay the guy. And this old dude, he was this old brown dude. He like just, when I like walked in, he was like, hey, baby. And I was like, ew. And like, that felt weird. And then I just like paid him and like went back to the car. And I was like, dad, the guy inside was super weird. He was like, hey, baby. And my dad was like, okay, so he like took this really far. So he was just, yeah, and I didn't know what he was about to do. Like, so I'm sitting in the car and he's like, I gotta go inside and get some gum. And I'm like, okay. And so he like goes inside the gas station. I see a cop car pull up to the gas station. And then I hear shouting inside the gas station. And I was like, shit. Like, oh no. And like, my dad gets out, he like walks out of the gas. He like falls out of the gas station. He's like just screaming at this guy. He's just like shouting, like he just wants to stay in there. And he comes out. The cops, there's like these two young cops that come out. And I'm like, looks like I'm going to get out of the car too. I'm just going to join this party.
Yeah.
And like, we're all standing there. And my dad's like, the guy inside, he said, hey, baby, to my daughter. I was like, shit. And the cops were like, yeah, that's bad. Like,
yeah.
They like cared, but like not a lot.
They're like, but they do anything after that? Like, yeah. He's technically allowed to do that.
Yeah.
He could just say, I mean, listen, it's not great, but I can't arrest a guy for just being a creepy dude in a gas station.
Exactly.
We'd have to arrest everyone in every gas station. Yeah. Gas stations would
everyone
just
be arrested right now. Like,
yeah.
That's exactly the energy that they had. And my dad was like, he saw that energy and he's like, no, honey, tell them how he said it. And I was like, you don't even know how he said it.
It's like that you can't arrest someone on tone.
Yeah. Tone doesn't do anything. And I was like, well, he said, hey, baby. Like, I like put this like I did a voice.
This threatening. Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, that's bad.
like the cops said, wait, he said it like what? And they just pull out the gun and shoot him.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to kill him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a capital offense in this town. You can't say, hey, baby, in a falsetto. Yeah. This guy's doing time.
And the whole time, like, the guy is just, like, peering out of the window in the gas station, like, watching. He's like,
Probably still wondering if he has a shot. He's like, do you think she likes me? Maybe she might like me. Out. You like the cops?
Yeah. Hey, baby, who are your friends? Like,
Oh, my God, it was so weird. And then one cop went inside with my dad to, like, talk to the guy, and then me and this other cop are just chatting.
He's like, so what are you doing, lady? Are you free?
Yeah. So you're single, right?
Yeah. Hey, baby. I see why he said that, though. I mean, you're sick. You look young. It. You're super great. Okay.
Yeah, it was super awkward, and then the cop comes back out with my dad, and my dad, like, the last thing he did was, like, shout at the brown man inside, and he was like, people, like, you need to get out of this country, and that was the end of that. Yeah.
And wait, your dad said that to
the... another brown man. I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's not a thing they shout at each other.
Dad went full Trump supporter.
He
changed the whole thing.
Oh, for sure. And then we, like, drove home so silently. And then I, like, went... Like, as soon as I got in the house, I, like, went up to my mom and I was like, Dad's crazy! And I just started, like, bawling. And she's like, he is! What did he do? And, like...
Oh, my God.
And then they talked about it and me and my dad just, like, didn't talk for a couple days.
I love the, like, as soon as I've done that too, like, dad did something, and then, like, in the car, it's quiet, but as soon as you see mom, you're like, he's fucking insane, and I don't know what to do.
My God.
It's like a kid getting picked up from kindergarten, and they just, like, bawl when they see the parent. The teacher's like, no, they had a great time, though, today. It was fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my dad's story. He's a wild guy.
Yeah, sounds like he cares. Yeah. That's good.
It's a lot of love.
Unlike a lot of dads on the pod.
Yeah.
He cares.
He does care.
It's most of the wild stories like, hey, and he just went somewhere else.
Yeah, if I told my dad, hey, that guy said, hey, baby, to me, my dad would be like, good, get him to pay you something, for fuck's sake. Buy a bed frame, for Christ's sake.
You're sleeping like a baby on the fucking floor.
Yeah. Oh, well, Sabine, do you have anything to plug before we head out?
Not really. It's just, I'm in New York now. So if anyone wants to come see my shows, if they follow me on Instagram at Sabine Comedy, that'd be cool. They could just see where I'm at.
Do that, guys.
There we go.
Do that.
And I'll do the Lincoln Lodge plug. Come to the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago. They do shows every single night of the week. Hop on our Patreon, subscribe to the YouTube. Anything else, Kenyon, you want to get out there? This will come out next Friday if you have any other spots. I think I'm going to be at my buddy's in Chicago on Wednesday.
Fuck yeah.
I'm doing Jokey-Okey where you... Get this. You sing a song before you do the set. Why wouldn't you do the set and then sing the song?
I don't know.
You ever tried to follow music? It's hard. Especially when you sing it. It's gonna be tough. So if you want to come watch that, come out to my buddies on Wednesday. But thank you so much for coming on, Sabine. That was so fun.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, this was super fun. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.